There is a new vision at Boise State University to establish and foster a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive university. This is a two-year initiative. It is called Build Campus Forum Initiative, and it has a simple goal: build more diversity and inclusion on campus. Joining me live in studio today to talk more about this are Dr. Tasha Souza. She's the Associate Director of the University's Center for Teaching and Learning, and Francisco Salinas, Director of Student Diversity and Inclusion at Boise State University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hello.
So tell me about the BUILD initiative and why it's a necessity at Boise State University. Maybe I can speak, Tasha.
Sure. Well, I feel like I need to clarify two things.
Okay.
One, we have the BUILD Forums Initiative, which is a grant that we received from Howard Hughes Medical Institute to move forward efforts related to diversity and inclusion. It really was named that as a result of our efforts that were already ongoing.
Which you started in 2017, correct?
Right, the BUILD Certificate Program. Mm-hmm. So what counts for the BUILD initiative also counts for the BUILD certificate program. And they're related because they're both trying to make a more inclusive and equitable Boise State University.
So how do you do that then? Because this program, if I remember correctly, is specifically for faculty and staff, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of the things that you're doing with this initiative?
Yeah, so I'd like Francisco to also speak to this, but we developed the program because we knew that there were things going on campus that people didn't know about, and that there were also things that needed to happen on campus in terms of people learning more. And so I borrowed the BUILD acronym from University of Iowa, so I always feel like I need to put that in there. And we decided to offer workshops, events, you know, allow things to count that maybe, you know, a faculty member might not go to Tunnel of Oppression because they don't know about it, but now it counts for the BUILD certificate. So just to allow for people to expand their awareness, their understanding, and strategies and skills as well.
So when you talk about, you know, expanding their awareness and, mm-hmm. and their skill set, Francisco, maybe you can speak on this. Is a lot of it just a lack of knowledge about when we talk about diversity and inclusion?
Well, yeah, there's a portion of that. You know, Tasha mentions the Tunnel of Oppression. We've been hosting the Tunnel of Oppression through student diversity and inclusion for more than 12 years now, right? And we're coming up on another one coming up in November. And those are really oriented towards serving students. We get a lot of students to go through that. But they are also beneficial for the faculty and staff population. So these kinds of efforts coming out of the Center for Teaching and Learning are really important to loop in a group that is very influential to the experience of students, that is faculty and staff. Now, we do this stuff, everything we do through student diversity and inclusion is targeting student populations. But the things that happen for students on our campus don't happen in isolation from those roles in faculty and staff. And so we want our faculty and staff to be at least as aware as students are of the challenges of making a diverse population of students successful on our campus.
So explain that to me. I mean, let's talk about real life examples when we talk about Boise State University. And I mean, I think this would expand to other universities as well. When we talk about, you know, inclusion, diversity, are we talking racism? Are we talking LGBTQ issues? What does this look like, and what have you run into on campus? Who would like to start?
So I can start. You know, in the Student Diversity Center, we try to build a safe space for students to come and talk about the nature of their experiences on campus. Often we will hear from students about their experiences that they don't share with everybody on campus, right? And it is. It's about discrimination directly, and it's about institutional discrimination sometimes. But those things really go on our campus. And the kind of work they're doing in the Center for Teaching and Learning, advancing the general awareness that these things are going on, is very important. Students are naturally in a position to listen to their professors on a regular basis, but professors are not naturally in that position to listen to their students in the same way. And so this creates sort of an avenue for some of those student experiences to inform the way that professors undertake their work.
I'm speaking with Dr. Tasha Souza. She's the Associate Director of Boise State University's Center for Teaching and Learning, and Francisco Salinas, Director of Student Diversity and Inclusion at Boise State University. What's interesting to me, Tasha, is that I think there is an idea that on a university campus, when you are talking about professors and academics, they seem to be the most aware. But is if you need a program like this, is that not is that maybe a bit of a fallacy?
Yes, that's not true. They are very aware of their content and a lot of things that are important. What I've found, though, is there's many faculty and staff who feel like they don't know how to properly serve or support their students. They don't understand, what a microaggression is and what to do when they've committed one. They don't understand the ways in which they interact with students can be leaving some students out, or the way they gender some students or misgender them can be really exclusionary. So I think the variety of opportunities, learning opportunities and workshops gives them a greater sense of understanding and hopefully also empathy and compassion for the diversity of our student population, as well as specific skills and strategies to implement in order to be more effective in the classroom so that students can feel like there's a sense of belonging, they can learn, they can trust their professor, and that they can also be successful at Boise State.
And what's been the feedback from faculty and staff going through this?
It's been really positive. I feel like I'm very lucky to be able to read their reflection form. So after 10 learning experiences, they write reflections of what they've learned, what's been most useful, what they learn about themselves, what they're going to continue to do, because this certificate is a journey and not a destination. So just because they've done it doesn't mean they don't continue to learn. And I feel like every time I read those reflections, it's like a gift that I'm opening, because they're quite poignant. They talk about some things that have been revealed about themselves, about the bias that they have, and how they're working to be more inclusive and kind of resist their socialization. Mm-hmm. And the strategies they're taking, some are developing new programs, new curriculum, new partnerships in order to really work towards a more inclusive Boise State. I think that it has created not only kind of a personal sense of agency, but a desire to make a difference and work with others to do the same.
And you make an interesting point about that inherent bias, because no matter how well-rounded we are, everyone runs into that. Would you say that that's true, Francisco, even with students and faculty and staff?
Absolutely. You know, there used to be a time where I'd do presentations and I'd ask people, how many of you in here have bias? And they were more reticent to raise their hands. There, because of stuff like this, people recognize that we navigate our days with bias that we don't often recognize. And it's really important to start there. I have these biases and they're affecting the way I interact in the world. And how can I mitigate those effects? If they are unintentionally making biases that have differential impact on certain groups that face systemic oppression.
And that goes back to it, right? That when you know and you can name it, you can, you know, own it, you can claim it, you can learn from that. And is that ultimately, you know, the goal of a program like this?
Yeah, learning and growth, absolutely. And ultimately, institutional change.
Mm-hmm. And do you believe that's possible? Because there are long histories at universities.
I don't think we'd be here if we didn't believe it was possible.
You know,
this is work that's really important, and it was left to us by generations before us. And you know, students are standing in front of us, and they're asking for a different world than we provided. And we have a responsibility to help make it better than it has been. You know, just as a demographic matter, when I was in college a few years ago, Time Magazine made a prediction about demographic changes. They said that the United States would be majority-minority by 2060.
Right.
Recently, they changed that statistic and said that's going to happen by 2040. And as a matter of fact, in presentations I've been sharing information, the Pew Research Center in 2015 found that the population under 5 years old in the United States is already majority-minority, right? So the younger you go in the population, the more diverse the population is. And that is our incoming group of students at Boise State, less than 10 years away.
And that's what you're seeing on campus then already. But that's a fascinating statistic right there, Francisco. That's almost like walk into any preschool or any kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people don't think that's the case in Idaho or in Boise in particular. But go into those schools, and you sometimes will see things you don't expect right here in Boise.
I would agree with you. And it's funny that you say that, because I've noticed that even at my children's school, that there is more diversity in the younger grades. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to those statistics. So ultimately, it is making sure that people understand their biases so that they can move forward. And that is the goal of this.
Yeah. And I think to not see diversity as something that we have to respond to, but something that we should celebrate. Right.
And that we're not all the same, and that's okay.
Yeah. And that many institutions that have been traditionally more diverse than ours have really gained from the diversity that has been a part of the institutional communities in the classrooms. So I think we can gain, too.
Well, I appreciate the conversation today. My guest today, Boise State's Tasha Sosa and Francisco Salinas, thank you so much for joining us.